This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, we are almost to the weekend, kind of. At least we've crested the peak of the week, Chris. Get a better attitude. We're three-fifths of the way done. And we have a huge night for you tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We are going to talk about these communists worming their way through the government and using their power there. There's a little story out of the DOJ you probably missed. Yes, I'm going to talk at length about this Tulsi Gabbard press conference from today. It is gigantic, and we're going to focus on kind of a different aspect of it because Obama had said something in the past people are bringing up. We're going to focus on what he said. We'll talk about that. The government, the media, covering up for foreign terrorist gangs. The French air conditioning is apparently non-existent. We will talk about communists lying to cover up the evils of their plans. All that, I want to be an ambassador to somewhere, and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's begin at the beginning, because I'm going to go somewhere a little bit different with this, but I have to be respectful of the fact that you may be just now getting in your car. Maybe you just finished work. You may be just now after a long day. Maybe you're a woman getting ready to make dinner for the fam and you're just now getting boned up on what happened today. So I need to lead with this. The big news today is Tulsi Gabbard, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard stood in front of the American people at a press conference today and laid out in detail the extensive crimes Barack Obama and his cronies committed with their office. Before I play it, let me repeat myself something I've reminded you of again and again. Using your government power to attack your political opponents, it's probably the worst crime you can commit in the United States of America. And I say that because when you do that, what happens is you shatter the bond between the citizens and their institutions, a bond that is necessary to continue as a nation. If the American people believe the Central Intelligence Agency, FBI, if they believe these are partisan Democrat agencies who work exclusively for one party, that shatters trust, and it may not boil to the surface now, but eventually that lack of trust will end the United States of America. This is maybe the biggest scandal in the history of the presidency. You don't get to, as president, tell the CIA, hey, go get that Republican who won. Tell the FBI, hey, go get Donald Trump. He just won the election. Let's wreck him. That is the worst crime ever. Caroline Levitt set it up today.
Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
By the way, you're about to be battered over the face with a lot of audio. Sorry, I need to play it for you. You need to hear what Tulsi said. Here's Caroline introing the whole thing.
Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has unveiled shocking new evidence that former President Barack Obama and top aides in the Obama administration conspired to subvert President Trump's 2016 election victory and undermine the democratic will of the American people. While publicly pretending to engage in a peaceful transfer of power, in private, former President Obama went to great and nefarious lengths to try to sow discord among the public and sabotage his successor, President Trump. The new evidence released by the Director of National Intelligence, who is here with me today, confirms that the Obama administration manufactured politicized intelligence, which was later used as the justification for baseless smears against President Trump in an effort to try to delegitimize his victory before he even took the oath of office.
There's the summary, but they brought Tulsi Gabbard in today to lay it out, and you know I don't wave pom-poms, not waving hers. I'm impressed so far. This is impressive. This woman is prepared. This woman's done the research. She got up and laid it out for the American people.
Do you believe that any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior?
We have referred and will continue to refer all of these documents to the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate the criminal implications of this.
For even former President
evidence,
Obama?
Correct. The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple pieces of evidence and intelligence that confirm that fact.
What kind of evidence? Well, the word she uses here is irrefutable.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out. They manufactured findings from shoddy sources. They suppressed evidence and credible intelligence that disproved their false claims. They disobeyed traditional tradecraft intelligence community standards and withheld the truth from the American people. In doing so, they conspired to subvert the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump in that election in November of 2016. They worked with their partners in the media to promote this lie, ultimately to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump and launching what would be a years-long coup against him and his administration. We're here today because the American people deserve the truth, they deserve accountability, and they deserve justice.
Now, before we get to the Obama portion of this and the media portion of this, which I will get to, I want to explain something that may be confusing to people just because I've been talking to lawyers and digging through these documents and actually digging into a lot of this myself. When they talk about sources, concocted sources, shoddy sources, let me put this in the most basic possible way. Let's say I'm a cop. We're just going to make this about a cop. Let's say I'm a part of the NYPD. All right. Let's say I'm going after organized crime or gangs. I am going to have different people, different sources who will report things to me, and they will have different levels, much different levels of trustability, for the lack of a better way to put it. Meaning, I have this cracked out loser who's always just a moron, doesn't really know much about anything. We'll call him Chris. He'll tell you 1,000 lies and mix in a little bit of truth. Now, I know this guy is not a reliable source, Chris. And so when Chris brings me a piece of information, it's not that I dismiss it immediately, but I'm never going to grab his testimony, grab what he tells me, and run with it because I know he's not reliable. That's who Chris is. Now, let's say I have a different source. Only this guy, he's fed me multiple pieces of information that turn out to be true. He's got a proven track record of it. He has motivations that I understand for why he gives me information. His track record, his motivations. That guy is at a higher level. So when that guy comes to me with information, that's information I'll probably run with. Let's make this about the Obama, Brennan, Comey disaster. How do they handle it? How do you manufacture things? Well, the reliable guys, the guys with great history, said there's no evidence Russia hacked the election. No evidence they wanted Trump to win. There's nothing there. The reliable guys said that. So Obama turned to his intelligence chiefs and said, well, forget about those guys. Get rid of that stuff. Go get me Chris. Chris is going to bring me the shoddy information I want. Go grab Chris's crappy intel. We'll act like that's real intel. And in so doing, I will be able to unleash the full force of the intelligence community against the incoming president, Donald Trump. They took the good sources, dropped them in the paper shredder. Instead, they chose to go with Chris, essentially in creating something that wasn't real in order to justify using government power against their political opponent. There is no bigger thing happening in this country, and the accountability that must come from this can save this country, or the lack of it can end us. That is how big of a deal this is. We will continue in a moment. Before we continue with that, let me talk to you. Let me ask you, what hurts now physically on you? What is it? What activity have you stopped doing because it hurts? It hurts your shoulder. I'd love to. My foot hurts. I got my quads always bothering me. What if I could take that pain away? Or at least, if not away, turn the volume down on it way low. Well, everybody would jump on that. Nobody likes to live with pain. Why don't you give Relief Factor a shot? Just give it a shot. Maybe Relief Factor doesn't work for you. There's a chance. But all you're out is $19.95. It's not drugs. 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. You take it daily. It'll build up in your system and get rid of your pain. Isn't $19.95 worth a shot? Maybe you've tried everything. Maybe you're exasperated. $19.95 is worth one more shot, right? That gets you 3 weeks of it. If it works, order more. If it doesn't, you're out $19.95 and nothing else. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show. We're going to do a bunch of those tonight. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Now, before we get to the Obama portion of this, because something he said long ago is being brought up, and I just see it differently than other people do. I'm going to touch on what Tulsi said again here about the media.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out. They manufactured findings from shoddy sources. They suppressed evidence and credible intelligence that disproved their false claims. They disobeyed traditional tradecraft intelligence community standards and withheld the truth from the American people. In doing so, they conspired to subvert the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump in that election in November of 2016. They worked with their partners in the media to promote this lie.
Let's talk about that part of it. How long have we talked about the system? Maybe you are new to the show. Old listeners will know what I'm talking about. So let me explain this concept again before we go to the media. A country, any country of any size, its pillars that hold up the country are its institutions. You realize that institutions are critically important. And all countries have them in one form or another. Religious institutions are an incredibly important pillar of a country. Education, that's an institution. The government is an institution. Entertainment is an institution. Institutions, they are the pillars that hold up a country. And I use the term pillars because I want people to understand institutions in a good society are supposed to be separate from each other. The education system doesn't parrot what the media says, who parrot what Hollywood says, who parrots what the FBI says. That's not how it's supposed to work in a good country. Each institution is solid, run by good people, and operates independently. That is how a country is supposed to work, and that's how America worked for a very long time. So, for instance, if the CIA did something evil, and of course they have, it's an intelligence agency, if the CIA does something evil, you have every right as an American to expect the media to be a separate institution that immediately calls it out, drags them through the mud, goes after them. You have every right to expect that of your institutions. But the communist doesn't want separate institutions. Evil people don't want that. They want uniformity. They want every institution to bend the knee to communism, push the revolution forward, and smash the enemies of the revolution. How do you go about that? You infiltrate. The communist has always been a great infiltrator, always will be. It's part of his nature. It's just part of what he's good at. Over years and years and years, decades and decades, these communists begin to worm their way through every institution, working their way up from the bottom all the way to the top. Working their way up from these entry-level positions. Soon they're in the boardrooms. Now they run the universities. They run Hollywood. They run the FBI. They run the Central Intelligence Agency. Decades and decades and decades of diligent effort has brought us to the place where now our institutions, instead of operating independently, separately, they all speak with one voice at one time, and that is what I call the system. You want an example of this? Remember COVID? Remember what a bizarro world it was if you stood against these insane mandates, the stupid social distancing, the dumb paper mask on your face. But remember how universal it was that institutions told you you had to? Universal. I remember Dr. Fauci doing an infomercial during the Super Bowl. During the Super Bowl. The media said the same thing as the government, who said the same thing as Hollywood, who said the same thing as education. The system speaking with one voice, no longer separate, no longer a desire to be separate or be independent. Instead, sheep. All part of one system. All designed to manipulate, to lie, to yank, in many cases, to force the country in one direction, and dissenting voices are destroyed. How many people, speaking of COVID, how many doctors had their lives, their reputations, and their careers destroyed when they said, you know, I don't actually think crowding everybody inside is a good idea. That sounds bad. I'm not sure that the vaccine works. Boom. Career destroyed. Life destroyed. The system speaks with one voice. The pillars are no longer separate. They're one pillar, and they smash any opponent of it. So let's discuss the media really quickly. How did they respond to today? And then we'll get to the part I actually wanted to get to, Obama and something he had said previously. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So as Tulsi Gabbard was laying it all out today.
Do you believe President Obama is guilty of treason?
I'm leaving the criminal charges to the Department of Justice. I am not an attorney, but as I've said previously, when you look at the intent behind creating a fake manufactured intelligence document that directly contradicts multiple assessments that were created by the intelligence community, The expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy against the American people, our republic, and an attempt to undermine President Trump's administration.
How'd the media handle all that today?
Multiple intelligence community assessments released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S. election. On December 5th...
We've been listening there to the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, continuing on what has now been a multi-day effort, not only with public statements like this, but release of documents, to attempt to back up the quite extreme allegation that President Obama is guilty of treason and that he worked in some sort of conspiracy with Hillary Clinton, etc., in the assessment by the intelligence community at the time that Russia interfered in the 2016 election.
Media cutting off the DNI as she lays out the documented crimes committed. By the way, it's hilarious that it would be somehow drummed up as far-fetched that the intelligence community would do something like this. Chuck Schumer went on television and famously basically said they were going to do it.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Yeah. Oh, let's go to CNN. How are they handling all this today?
We have no idea. I mean, this is hardly information that we should even be repeating. Never mind that it's, some years after the fact, 8 years more than that after the fact, but also just to look at the source. But look, this is the what this White House wants to talk about, and I'm not sure that we should spend that much more time on it, frankly. Yeah.
Why is the media reacting like this? Because they're all on the same team. They all speak with one voice. Now let's move past all that system stuff. A lot of people are playing flashbacks of Obama, things Obama said, making it sound like, well, what a hypocrite. He was saying this, but then doing this. You've probably already heard this flashback of Obama from 2020, I guess I should say.
One of the central foundation stones of a democracy is the idea that you do not... you do not allow the politicization of the criminal justice system, the intelligence system, the military, right? That is stuff that you keep out of politics, right? Because it's too dangerous.
Everyone's saying, well, what a hypocrite. While he was saying that, he was filling up the military with communists. While he was saying that, he was going after Donald Trump with the CIA, FBI. What a hypocrite he is. No. When the Democrat in your life complains about politics, Barack Obama used to do this all the time. They're playing politics. They're playing politics. When the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life says, stop playing politics with it, you should know it's not that she's a hypocrite. The communist is not political. He is religious. He is not political. He is religious. He is religious in that he has found what everyone must be focused on. In order to be saved, you must become part of his religion. In order to be saved, you must participate in his religion. It is the only right way. Anyone who doesn't participate should be forced to participate because it's not political to him. It's religious. You can't reject God. You're not allowed to reject communism. You, when you try to stop him from his revolution, you become political in his mind. When they say that to you, they are dead serious. For them, well, yeah, the military should push tranny stuff. What do you mean? Stop being political. That's just the right thing to do. For them, the Central Intelligence Agency working with the FBI to create false information about Donald Trump because he's about to be sworn in as president and they want him stopped? Well, of course, this guy's a threat to the revolution. So of course we would have these organizations do the right thing. The right thing before God to stop him. You know he's going to get political when the communist says, stop being political. You're being political. And you're tempted to blow a gasket and say, you're the one who made it about politics. No, he didn't. He made it about religion. And that is why we have a fundamental misunderstanding of these people. The American communist will occupy positions of power wherever he finds them. He will push his sick demonic religion in every way he possibly can, and he means it all the way. He is a religious zealot. And the second you try to tell him, actually, I don't think you should use city funds to promote abortion, he will scream at you, stop being political. This isn't about politics. It's about the right thing to do. He is not political. You are not dealing with political people. He is religious. When Obama said this back in 2010, he didn't mean he shouldn't be political with the intelligence agencies. He meant you should.
One of the central foundation stones of a democracy is the idea that you do not allow the politicization of the criminal justice system, the intelligence system, the military, right? That is stuff that you keep out of politics, right? Because it's too dangerous.
What a hypocrite! Nope. He meant it all the way. You should never use the FBI to attack your political opponents. He didn't attack his political opponents. He attacked the opponents of the one true religion. Totally different. Jesse. Beaver Slayer, Jesse, this guy said, now that we have the evidence of that Obama and his lieutenants perpetrated a years-long fraud on America, how does Pam Bondi ensure justice, instill fear and pain in the communists, and yet avoid having indictments look like a partisan witch hunt? We don't want to make the same mistake the Democrats made when indicting Donald Trump. Love the show, says his name is Ralph. Okay, well, this is one of those times where we have to focus on the fear and pain portion of it. Democrats tried to create and invent crimes for Donald Trump to keep him from winning an election, and that failed. But why did it fail? It wasn't just that they were arresting their political opponent. Why did the lawfare against Donald Trump not end up resonating with the American people? Donald Trump, at the end of his first term, was not widely popular with the American people. So how did his popularity increase so much while Democrats were busy arresting him, charging him, New York, Florida, the Jack Smith stuff? Do you know? Why did the lawfare against Donald Trump fail? It wasn't the lawfare itself. It wasn't the arrests, I mean. It wasn't the indictments. It wasn't the convictions. That's not why it failed. You want to know why it failed? I'll tell you next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday, going over all this new Tulsi Gabbard stuff, Obama stuff, and I read an email from a guy before we went into the break that said, hey, I'm worried about us going after these people because it's going to look like a partisan witch hunt. Democrats did that and it failed. Now, I asked you, why did the Democrats' partisan witch hunt fail against Trump? Arrested, mugshot, convicted in New York, all these different things, FBI raids, it failed against Trump. Okay. Let me explain why. Well, let me do it this way. I want you to, as best you can, now you're somebody who's hyper-informed. You listen to talk radio. I'm sure you read things. You are well aware of the political issues. What were Donald Trump's charges? What did he do wrong? Okay, set aside what he did wrong. She probably liked Trump. What were the charges? What was he being charged with? Hey, Chris, Corey, what did Trump get charged with? Nothing? Well, you know what? You already proved my point. Those two morons are sitting there scratching their heads right now. You're probably scratching your head, but you're not a moron. They are. You know why? No one really knew. Because it was never presented by Democrats. Because it was false. They could never properly present the charges. Of course, I could give you specific charges. In this district, he was charged with this and convicted of this by Alvin Bragg, and convicted in civil liability and this and that. Of course, we could go down the list. There were things, but for the American people, for the norms and normas in the American public, you have to show me what are the crimes. What are the crimes? I know your liberal Aunt Peggy will scream, well, he's a felon at that. But she can't go in depth beyond that, can she? Because it was a bunch of garbage. The best you might get, the best thing you might get is, well, he took classified documents. That is the most concrete thing you will hear from someone when they describe what he did. But for the American people, because the American people are going to be naturally a little bit suspicious of presidents arresting their political opponents, when you see Joe Biden's DOJ putting up a mugshot of Donald Trump, they're going to want an explanation. Okay, why? Well, he took classified documents. As bad as that crime maybe, may not be, you're not selling the American people a serious justification of that. You need more. Well, he took part in January 6th. No, he didn't. But that doesn't make sense either. He's on camera calling for the Democrat lawfare against Donald Trump failed because it was all based on lies. And because it was based on lies, they couldn't sell it. Now, let's talk about, we'll set aside the courts for a moment. Selling this to the American people. I can't tell you how brilliant I think it is that they brought in Tulsi Gabbard to lay this out, because she is so eloquent. She is so simple with these things. She lays it out clear as day. This is not something that's hard for the American people to understand. This is, how long is this thing? Hold on, let me look at it real quick.
Do you believe?
This is 32 seconds. I think the other one's a minute. I'll play them both again. You have to make it easily digestible. Tell me, for Norm and Norma, not you, I know you already got it. For Norm and Norma, can they understand this?
Do you believe that any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior?
We have referred and will continue to refer all of these documents to the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate the criminal implications of this.
For even former the evidence, President Obama?
Correct. The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple pieces of evidence and intelligence that confirm that fact.
What did Barack Obama do? He manufactured evidence and had the intelligence community attack Donald Trump based on manufactured evidence. That's 5 seconds. That's 10 seconds. I'll play the longer one. I say longer, but still. This is, how long is this?
There is
minute 14 seconds. That's what this is. In a minute and 14 seconds, she lays out pretty well. What did he do?
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't. The report that we released today shows in great detail how they carried this out. They manufactured findings from shoddy sources. They suppressed evidence and credible intelligence that disproved their false claims. They disobeyed traditional tradecraft intelligence community standards and withheld the truth from the American people. In doing so, they conspired to subvert the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump in that election in November of 2016. They worked with their partners in the media to promote this lie, ultimately to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump and launching what would be a years-long coup against him and his administration. We're here today because the American people deserve the truth, They deserve accountability, and they deserve justice.
Two things. One, even if it did hurt us in the polls or hurt us in the midterms, as I've explained, government people have to burn for this, or I do not believe we can save the country. I believe we are in a moment right now that will determine the future of the United States of America, because future communists have to be too afraid to do what Obama did. And the only way we can make those future communists afraid is what we do right now. So that's one. My point number one is, it doesn't matter whether it's politically popular or not. This is a point. This is a point in time where we cannot fail. That's one. Two, Obama's crimes are easy to explain. I said that clip of Tulsi Gabbard was a minute and 14. She really summed it up in about the first 45 seconds. Barack Obama manufactured evidence against Donald Trump and then sent the FBI and CIA against the incoming president, and they worked with the media to lie about it. That is as simple gets, and everyone understands it, and that's something that everybody will be turned off by. Besides your demonic liberal Aunt Peggy, even norms will be like, oh, he sent the CIA after Trump? Ew, that, you can't do that. We must march forward. Now, we'll touch on this, one more quick thing on this, because I actually had a little bit of an issue with one other thing she said today. Before we get to that, you probably have an issue, and I bet it's your energy. I get so many emails now of people, hey, Jesse, I finally tried chalk. I wasn't sure. Jesse, I've been listening to you talk about chalk for 2 years. I wasn't really sure, but oh my gosh, I feel so good. That is, Chris, am I lying? That's the consistent theme. I feel so good. I feel so good. I feel so good. Don't you want to feel good all the time? Not out of gas, not run down. You know, we're all trying to be in better health, even me. But sometimes at the end of the day, you don't want to go for a walk. You don't want to go to the gym. Do you want to go to the gym? Do you want to go to the gym? Try some natural herbal supplements from Chalk. It will change the rest of your life. At work, at home, at play. Chalk has changed my life for the better over 3 years. I've been on a male vitality stack. Oh my gosh, I'm never stopping. Go to, call or text them, 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.